Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2011. You can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning radio programme, from 9.
Ophelia Dahl, daughter of the actor Patricia Neal and author Roald Dahl, it's Roald Dahl Day next week, sister of novelist Tessa, auntie of supermodel and writer Sophie, didn't follow her family into literature or onto the stage slash catwalk, but chose the rather less glamorous field of social activism. For her, it began in Haiti, where as a teenager she'd met Paul Farmer, with whom she founded Partners in Health. It's a non-profit healthcare organisation dedicated to providing a preferential option for the poor, not least through promoting healthcare equity, a job of work not only in Haiti, which suffered a devastating earthquake last year, but also in the United States, where she's based. She called into our studios. Inheritance Tracks were snatched from her hands.
The track that I've inherited is Sanctus, which is part of Fauré's Requiem. The whole of Fauré's Requiem is a piece of music that I remember my father listening to often. One of the things that he would do is to listen to music before he went to write. And we had one record player, or gramophone, as he called it, and it was in the sitting room, which was slightly at the end of the house. And often in the middle of the morning before he'd go up to work, I could hear him listening to music and would sometimes either go and sit near the room or occasionally go in and just sit with him while he was listening. He was always sitting on the same chair, which was at the end, and it was a big chair because he was a tall guy, and it sat to the right of a beautiful bow window that looked out onto an apple orchard. So the sight was pretty great, but he looked inwards. He didn't want to be distracted by even more beauty. I think he didn't want the landscape and the music to somehow compete. Usually his hands were moving to some part of the rhythm. In fact, his hands often moved to what I considered a sort of secret rhythm going on in his head. Even if he was talking or driving along, he'd often be tapping away. And so I felt that even when he wasn't listening to music, actually, he had some secret important rhythm to his mind or imagination. When he finished listening to a piece of music, he would stand and lift the needle off, or sometimes the needle actually lifted automatically and the arm went back, and then he'd turn the rest of this big gramophone off. He would take the record off, he'd put it back in the dust sleeve and then in the cover, and then lay it down with the other records. And then he'd walk out and he'd go pretty much directly to work. And it would never have occurred to me to have broken that important punctuation at the end of his listening. I would never have said, "Hey Dad, by the way, my bicycle has a puncture." It wasn't that there was a sort of hallowed or sacredness, it's just I understood, as I think we all did, that he'd reached this important place and we were gonna, you know, let him have that. He thought that going up to his work hut, which was only 50 or so paces from the house, if he had absorbed something truly magnificent, that it would rub off in some way and it would be a little easier to face the blank page. The track I'd like to pass on is quite different from the track that was passed on to me. It's a track by Nina Simone called "Ain't Got No, I Got Life."
I ain't got no home, ain't got no shoes, ain't got no money, ain't got no class.
Whenever I hear the word gritty, I think about my mother. I mean, to have been felled at 39, peak of a career, and to come down with this terrible series of strokes that took away her ability to move and speak and to explain herself. And she was a determined, articulate person beforehand. It remains, awesome, truly awesome to think about it. And I think about her courage. this song is really about what she was able to say she still had in spite of the fact that she lost her voice. This particular track appeals to me because of its immense musical upbeat quality about actually quite a difficult subject. I read recently that when she was about 12 and she gave her first performance in a church, while she was there, her parents were sitting in the front row, very pleased that she was performing, and they were asked in the middle of her performance to get up and move to the back of the church to make room for a white family coming on, and she refused to continue singing until her parents had been brought back to the front row. Her extraordinary optimism in the face of incredible civil rights challenges is inspiring. I mean, you can't listen to that song and not think about, in spite of all of the awfulness in the world, having an ability to do something about it is perhaps the greatest privilege one can imagine.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.